Biden Bites Bite Dance, the VMA's return to New York, technically, and Drew Carey, Come On Down. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR, in your ear, powered by too many open browser tabs, and brought to you by NoDisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's a touring Thursday, April 25th, 2024, and I'm Lars Murray. Before we get into the live music news, a quick update. President Biden signed the TikTok forced sale legislation yesterday, so now it's the law of the land, unless or until it survives ByteDance's inevitable court challenges. The latest is at Music Business Worldwide, and this thing is far from over. And here are some of the interesting stories in live music this week. Just the other day, I was discussing streaming numbers with one of our loyal listeners, and the subject of the relative significance of streaming numbers versus live numbers came up. I pointed out that certain acts that might not have huge streaming numbers somehow managed to sell out Madison Square Garden. It's a benchmark achievement in any career. Almost as if by request, Elias Lyke tried to answer this question in a Billboard article posted on Monday, "What does it take to headline Madison Square Garden?" The answer is, it's complicated. This year's artists making the stretch include Cigarettes After Sex and Wallows, and managers, including old friends Wallows manager Andrew Friedman and neighborhood manager Kirk Harding, agree and say it's basically really, really stressful making this step up. Check out the article in Billboard. One event that will not be happening at Madison Square Garden this year is the MTV Video Music Awards on September 10th. MTV's parent Paramount is going through a lot of turmoil right now, so maybe the least of their worries is the VMAs. The headlines all say they're coming back to New York, and they are coming back to New York State, an event that used to be the absolute heartbeat of Manhattan. After 2 years in exile across the river in Newark, will be moving from a place that at least had a cool nickname, The Rock, to a place that doesn't even have a nickname, or even, unlike Newark, any public transportation. That would be the UBS Center in Elmont, Long Island. Oh yes, New York. Sigh. And following on last week's story about softness in the festival market, in which we quoted Outside Lands' main guy talking about how difficult it was to book headliners this year, Outside Lands finally announced that Tyler, the Creator, Sturgill Simpson, and Post Malone would be topping the bill this year. It's actually a pretty cool lineup, of course. Any lineup at Outside Lands is cool because that's what Golden Gate Park is in August, but it'll be interesting to see if these guys can make his quote seem less awkward by moving a ton of tickets. And Digital Music News' Paul Reznikoff shared some thoughts on the festival market yesterday behind the paywall at Digital Music News Pro. Every week we discuss the artists dominating their markets, a few artists who might be punching above their weight, and a few you might be surprised still have tickets available in the U.S. music capitals, New York, L.A., and Nashville. We call it The Who Sells Out. In Nashville this week, Tim McGraw is all but sold out tonight at the Bridgestone with a very small number of nosebleed seats available. And because it is an article of unlimited supply religion that one must see Marty Stewart when he plays in town, we're firing up the Marty Stewart bat signal because he's playing at the Opry House as part of the Opry Country Classics lineup on Saturday night. In my not-so-humble opinion, Marty alone is worth the price of admission. There's something for everyone in Nashville this week. Rick Ross is appearing at the Sky Deck at 5th and Broadway tomorrow night. Tickets still available for that. And old friend Silver Sun Pickup still have some tickets available at Brooklyn Bowl on Saturday night. And if you've still got some energy left in your aging Aussie alternative bones and you can get a babysitter, there are still some decent tickets available at the Bridgestone for the 2-for-1 Death Cab for Cutie and Postal Service show on Monday. In LA, if you didn't get your fill of EDM seeing Grimes at the Tent at Coachella, and if you're feeling nostalgic about the last 20 years of EDM, Deadmau5 is at the Hollywood Bowl on Saturday doing his 20-year retrospective show. Still a fair number of tickets available on the right and left fringes where you ain't gonna get bottle service for $29.50, and even a few of the more expensive seats in the primary blast radius are still available. And if you're in the mood for something darker, there are still a few tickets left for Swans at the Lodge Room both Sunday and Monday. in New York, as Billy Joel is playing another of his supposedly final Madison Square Garden residency shows, he's got the whole joint sold out on Friday night with secondary market tickets starting at an eye-watering $453. Nice to see some of my favorite acts from past South by Southwest's packing rooms in New York this week. Waxahachie, we knew her when, is a sellout at the Brooklyn Paramount on Sunday with secondaries starting at $95. The Lemon Twigs are sellouts tonight at TVI over in the Wick of Bush. And also on Saturday, if your tastes run toward things like the Lemon Twigs, the pride of Madison, Wisconsin, Graham Hunt, is not a sellout yet, appearing with Enem Claw and She's Green at the Knitting Factory at Baker Falls on Avenue A. In case you're wondering where it is, it's where the Pyramid Club used to be in the borough of Manhattan. If you are in Manhattan and you like to have your music theory broken down for you, Jacob Collier still has a few scattered seats on the primary market available at Radio City Music Hall tomorrow night. And that's the Who Sells Out in the music capitals. Get out there and support local live music. I generally try to stick to music, tech, and business news and leave the celebrity stuff to every other website and every other podcast in the world. But since Thursday is about live music, I just can't ignore this one. Phish just wrapped their four-night stand at the Sphere in Vegas. Now, that's news enough until you add a game show host to the mix. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Alex Trebek or Bob Barker who tweeted, "I would give you all my money, stick my in a blender, and swear off for the rest of my life in exchange for this. Bro, I met God tonight for real. I feel like I just got saved by Jesus. No lie." Nope, not Bob Barker, not Alex Trebek, but the current host of The Price is Right, Drew Carey, on his reaction to seeing Phish at the Sphere. That is the power of music, people. Drew Carey, come on down. Or maybe, Drew Carey, come on down, buddy. That's another Touring Thursday, and no drugs are involved in the making of this show. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi. That's roifi.com. If you like what you hear, smash that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to suggest feature ideas, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to call us out on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.